With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump claims the Iran war has already ended, that the congressional approval some are saying he needs is actually unnecessary at this time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, the president must seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. That deadline for the Iran war arrived this week, but the Trump administration says the current ceasefire effectively paused the war and there's no need to seek congressional approval. As the ceasefire continues, the U.S. Navy is maintaining a blockade to prevent Iran's oil tankers from getting out to sea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth appeared before Congress at a pair of hours-long hearings this week for the first time since the administration went to war against Iran. He emerged with broad Republican support. The Founding Freedoms Law Center has filed a legal challenge to a ballot question for a proposed Virginia constitutional amendment. It enshrines a sweeping right to what it calls reproductive freedom, including abortion throughout pregnancy. And by law, that question would be neutral and accurate. But Center Chief Justice Counsel Josh Hetzler says it is deceptive and fails to inform voters that the amendment would nullify current state laws.
The amendment will eliminate parental consent and notification before a minor obtains an abortion. It will eliminate parental notification and consent before a minor undergoes a sexual sterilization procedure, which often occurs in transgender-related surgeries. It will allow any person at all, whether licensed or not, to perform an abortion.
The lawsuit asks the court to declare that the language as written is unconstitutional and to permanently block its enforcement. On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag now. The Dow has reversed course. It's now off by about 59 points at this hour. The Nasdaq still thriving. It's up 239. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban goes to the state Supreme Court.
A group of abortion advocates are challenging the law under Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They argue that banning abortion is a violation of their deeply held religious beliefs in favor of the procedure. It is a novel legal trick, and the state Supreme Court's decision may impact cases elsewhere. The justices have granted a speedy hearing, letting the plaintiffs skip over intermediate courts. Arguments are set for September. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education is getting ready to vote on a list of Bible stories to be used in the public schools. Texts on the proposed list include well-known biblical lessons such as the Golden Rule for kindergarten, the parable of the prodigal son for first grade, Corinthians' definition of love for seventh graders, and the Beatitudes for those in eighth grade. Selections for older students include David and Goliath, the Tower of Babel, and passages from the books of Job and Ecclesiastes. This is SRN News. Are Americans being drawn by the enticement of easy money, and is that a bad thing? Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent thinks it is. He's concerned about the growing popularity of everything from lottery tickets to buy now, pay later loans, and the promise of a crypto windfall.
Bessent worries a get-rich-quick mindset often leads Americans farther from financial stability and not closer to it. The billionaire hedge fund manager has a personal history. It's marked by financial challenges with humble beginnings in rural South Carolina. Bessent hopes part of his Treasury Department legacy will be to promote financial literacy, help Americans budget, and save. This push comes as the federal government itself amasses record debt. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Activists around the world gathered for May Day rallies and street protests today. They're demanding peace, higher wages, and better working conditions, among other things. More at SRNnews.com.